Prueba de comprensión oral. Esta prueba consta de varios documentos. Primer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de dos minutos para leer el cuestionario.
Example.
This is a classic traditional Japanese building. On the brushwood fence side of the house, you have the veranda outside. The fretted wooden doors, which would be faced with paper, slide open to step out onto the veranda and would slide closed to make the outside wall of the house. At the end of the veranda, on both the ground floor and the first floor, you've got these small little boxes in which would be solid wooden doors which would push out and slide along. So when it's rainy or when it's cold, that's what you would do to make the house waterproof or to keep it warmer.
Extract 1.
I used to live in a house very much like this. One thing is, it's very dark when the rain doors are all in place, extremely dark, so you have to have the lights on. But if you do not have the rain doors in place in the wintertime, it's very, very cold. The house is very somehow penetrable by the elements. In other words, it's pretty cold in winter and it's pretty warm in summer. You are basically there with the weather.
Extract 2.
This structure is an urban dwelling, probably owned by a merchant or a scholar. It has deep eaves to give shade. In the summer, it's very, very hot and humid in Japan, and what you really desperately want is airflow. The Japanese house is very dark, and the shadow creates this temperature differential between the inside and the outside of the house. So that will create natural airflow through the house, and the screens open up, and then air wafts through.
Extract 3.
What strikes you first when you look down at the model is the fact that this is a triangular-shaped plan, and there's only a handful of shopping centers anywhere in the world that you can circle completely without retracing your steps. I think the single biggest shift that Blue Water represents is pitching towards the social group, family or group of friends, as opposed to the individual. We designed Blue Water to be a place where all the shoppers' companions could feel comfortable.
Extract 4.
Blue Water is different because people want to be here. They don't want to come in to the centre, buy what they have to buy and go home. Blue Water is much more of a day out, and because they're happy to spend their time in Blue Water, it's easier to sell to people There's nothing worse than working in a shopping centre and it's like a big concrete building, you know, especially on a lovely day like this.
Extract 5.
What we're looking at here is a building within a building. The office space proper is wrapped up in a single layer of glass that envelops the whole building. And what that does in the process is to create what we call conservatory spaces, which act as kind of buffers, environmental buffers, between the office space and the landscape and environment outside.
Extract 6.
It's a very friendly, welcoming building. It kind of levelled everyone up in the organisation, much more open, informal, more relaxed than anything we had before. One thing we have noticed, and it took the director some time to get used to it, was that people would leave their workstation and have meetings downstairs in the coffee bar or in the atrium adjacent to it.
Dispone de un minuto para releer y contestar el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Example.
This is a classic traditional Japanese building. On the brushwood fence side of the house, you have the veranda outside. The fretted wooden doors, which would be faced with paper, slide open to step out onto the veranda and would slide closed to make the outside wall of the house. At the end of the veranda, on both the ground floor and the first floor, you've got these small little boxes in which would be solid wooden doors, which would push out and slide along. So when it's rainy or when it's cold, that's what you would do to make the house waterproof or to keep it warmer.
Extract 1.
I used to live in a house very much like this. One thing is it's very dark when the rain doors are all in place, extremely dark, so you have to have the lights on. But if you do not have the rain doors in place in the wintertime, it's very, very cold. The house is very somehow penetrable by the elements. In other words, it's pretty cold in winter and it's pretty warm in summer. You are basically there with the weather.
Extract 2.
This structure is an urban dwelling, probably owned by a merchant or a scholar. It has deep eaves to give shade. In the summer, it's very, very hot and humid in Japan, and what you really desperately want is airflow. The Japanese house is very dark, and the shadow creates this temperature differential between the inside and the outside of the house. So that will create natural airflow through the house, and the screens open up, and then air wafts through.
Extract 3.
What strikes you first when you look down at the model is the fact that this is a triangular-shaped plan, and there's only a handful of shopping centers anywhere in the world that you can circle completely without retracing your steps. I think the single biggest shift that Blue Water represents is pitching towards the social group, family or group of friends, as opposed to the individual. We designed Blue Water to be a place where all the shopper's companions could feel comfortable.
Extract 4.
Blue Water is different because people want to be here. They don't want to come in to the centre, buy what they have to buy and go home. Blue Water is much more of a day out. And because they're happy to spend their time in Blue Water, it's easier to sell to people. There's nothing worse than working in a shopping centre and it's like a big concrete building, you know, especially on a lovely day like this.
Extract 5.
What we're looking at here is a building within a building. The office space proper is wrapped up in a single layer of glass that envelops the whole building. And what that does in the process is to create what we call conservatory spaces, which act as kind of buffers, environmental buffers, between the office space and the landscape and environment outside.
Extract 6.
It's a very friendly, welcoming building. It kind of levelled everyone up in the organisation, much more open, informal, more relaxed than anything we had before. One thing we have noticed, and it took the director some time to get used to it, was that people would leave their workstation and have meetings downstairs in the coffee bar or in the atrium adjacent to it.
Dispone de un minuto para releer el cuestionario y completar la tarea. Fin de la primera tarea.